Attorneys representing four lesbian couples have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to deny a request for a stay on a lower court's decision making same-sex marriage legal. The fight started when the couple sued the state of Idaho over its 2006 voter-approved ban on gay marriage. Scott Graff has the update.
The 22-page filing came yesterday afternoon, right at the deadline set by Justice Anthony Kennedy when he Wednesday morning issued a temporary stay. That move effectively blocked a Tuesday decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that said Idaho's ban on gay marriage is illegal. As a result, gay couples were not allowed to marry in Idaho. Attorneys representing the same-sex couples make four main arguments in their filing for why the nation's high court should deny a request for a stay made early Wednesday by Idaho Governor Butch Otter and Ada County Recorder Chris Rich. Attorneys argue the Supreme Court is not likely to review Idaho's case, considering the court's Monday decision to turn back similar cases from other states, and if the court does, the state, the attorneys say, is likely to lose. The filing also says the state of Idaho nor Ada County would suffer irreparable harm if gay couples are issued marriage licenses, but that the couples would face concrete and ongoing harm if they're not. How and when the Supreme Court reacts to the filing will be closely watched. Some legal experts have said the court could address the response when justices gather in Washington this morning. For KBSX News, I'm Scott Graff.